like a cop. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Started.
Before we go any further, we're going to just play a couple of more tunes off this new Yoko album. Well, I don't know how you knew it is. It's Yoko Ono album. This next thing is called Mind Weaver.
Hello? Oh, hi. How are you? I'm fine. What's up? Mm-hmm. No, it's all right. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Thank you.
the song, telling me all sorts of words of his own. Although his voice was sweet to me, I wondered if we could ever be. He was a mind beater, always on the phone, telling me all sorts of what I did wrong. Although his voice if we could ever be.
Music of Yoko Ono. And if you'd stop bumping into things in the other side, the song was Mind Weaver. And we started off with Goodbye Sadness. And then there was a telephone segment in there as well.
Goodbye Sadness is on the latest album by Yoko, is that right?
Season of Glass, yes, you're correct.
All right, and what was the name of this album?
We just heard that was the same album.
Was it the same album?
Oh, the whole thing.
I thought it was just the next track on that same album. In fact,
hey, you're absolutely true. There,
I was wondering how you could have got to the next song on that record without having two copies of it.
Hey, you know that's what happens if you, you're a professional DJ.
That's
what happens if you're Mike Juhas.
Yeah, that too.
Well, that's
in spite of it all,
Yeah, that's very interesting. Music of Yoko Ono, and that's an album that. You don't see too much in the stores anyway. I was looking for that. I wanted to buy that album.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't do too well commercially, I don't think.
Well, I didn't expect it to, but still.
When was it released? When was it recorded?
It was, well, weren't bits of it... well, there was a single, of course, that came between...
Yeah, the single, I forgot to bring that. I was going to play that tonight.
What's the title?
Yeah, I always forget the name of it. No, it's called Walking on Thin Ice.
That is a
great, great song. I think that's the best thing she has ever done. I was going to play it, but I forgot to play it. It's not on the album.
Was that the song that was being recorded?
That was the song,
night
right.
He was shot?
In fact, John plays some really great guitar and it's totally gone sounding stuff. It's really, really good.
It's interesting. I've never really listened to that, and I just don't feel the desire to listen to it. I don't know why.
No,
I guess I do know why.
That's a great song, though. You should definitely listen to it.
It's just kind of hard, though,
Well,
right of what's happened. A couple of people called up during the music with some good thoughts to contribute. They didn't want to do it over the air, but...
Well, why don't you do it for them, then?
Well, they said that Yoko is indeed rather neglected, that she has been ahead of her time, both now and in the past. Basically, sentiments along that line, and how people have survived the past. It's been almost a year now since it happened.
I was pretty impressed by this last thing we just played.
Oh, yeah, there's some really nice things in that record. They're a lot more structured and a lot more
I don't know, it's just
conventional.
There must be a stigma attached with being Yoko Ono.
Yeah, we'll make you a Yoko fan yet, Mike.
Hey, you never know.
Well, this is your last chance if you want to call up, say something on the air. 246-7901 is our telephone number here at the radio station. Area code 516, we are on Long Island.
But if we...
Hey.
Before we do that, should we play this thing from Double Fantasy?
Want to? Well, Mike wants to. He's nodding his head.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, play it.
Why don't you introduce it, be a pal?
It's called I'm Your Angel.
To the phones, 246-7901.
Well, a song by Yoko Ono called I'm Your Angel from the Double Fantasy album. John and Yoko is divided just about in half between them. I think Yoko had one more song than John on that album. It was I had trouble with that album because just as I had gotten to know it, John was shot, and then, of course, that throws everything out of perspective. People, there are two classes of people. They're the ones who say, who immediately shoot him up to martyr them, and therefore the last thing that he did is the greatest thing he did.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are the others who are intent on being honest about it, and they're so honest about it that they tear it to pieces,
right,
even if it doesn't deserve to be torn to pieces.
Uh-huh.
So I had trouble with this album, and I came to the conclusion that it was a moderately good album. Well, how about you,
Guy? Well, what happened with me was I think I listened to it once before he got shot all the way through, and then I never listened to it again. And I don't think I've ever sat down with the whole record and listened to it straight through. It's okay. I like the Lennon stuff a lot more than I like the Yoko stuff. You know, it's not a Lennon album. It's a Lennon and Yoko album, so it's different than just a Lennon album, like Walls and Bridges or Mind Games or Imagine or any of the other ones.
It was sort of like Sometime in New York City.
Yeah.
That was the John and Yoko album as
right.
well.
I think it was better than that. But
I
think it was better than Sometime in New York.
Are you counting the other half of that record, the live part?
I
only listened to that once, and I never listened to it again.
Well, there's Baby Please Don't Go, which is okay, and an okay version of Cold Turkey on it.
Yeah, the Cold Turkey was interesting, but
Cold Turkey,
whatever. The Sometime in New York City part of it was more political than any. There was songs about Ireland, about Attica State, about Angela Davis, John Sinclair,
right?
Born in a Prison, Chairman Mao, Richard Nixon.
It was kind of too much. There was too many political things going on with that record. Like it was kind of like it was political, but it was not. I don't know. Like I think a song like "Give Me Some Truth" from Imagine. Destroys almost every song on that record, you know, and it's political, but it's not so blatantly political, you know, like it's not so topical as Angela Davis here, John Sinclair here, you know, women here.
It's more subtle, really.
It's more subtle, it's more lasting over time,
right.
too.
They're outdated already.
Oh, they are. The best song on that album was New York City. That was a rock and roller, and that was a good song,
yeah.
you know. You know, and that was a good song.
But things like Working Class Hero, in fact, that entire first album of his is the most honest album I've ever seen in my life. It's very little production went into it.
Right.
Like the last one, which was completed in a month or two. Every song is just sort of stark Lennon.
Right.
And bitter truth. And it was really, it hits you hard, especially now.
Well, I think out of his solo things, what I played tonight, it was mostly that album. It's my favorite Lennon album by
Plastic
far.
Ono Band is what
Plastic Ono Band. It's a great, great record, I think.
I heard you playing Well, Well, Well before.
Well, 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 I played I Found Out. I played Working Class Hero, Mother, and God. And
you know, one thing he did on that album, which he surpassed anywhere else in his career, was his screaming.
Oh, well, that was
unbelievable.
His best screaming that I've ever heard. And one song which wasn't included on that album, Cold Turkey, was also a good screaming song. That was a good one. And,
true.
I really enjoyed that period. That was a very good period for him.
Yeah. Were you into Lennon at that period, buying his albums and taking them home?
No, a lot of the Beatles stuff was all retrospect for me. The first single I ever bought was Up, Up, and Away by the Fifth Dimension. That was already 67. And then I got into, you know, buying, I guess the first Beatle album I ever owned was Meet the Beatles, and that was like in 69, and then I got Let It Be, and then it kind of went from there.
That's pretty much
kinda
what
went, I kind of backtracked.
That's pretty interesting.
But backtracks with most people, I guess. You know?
I got Meet the Beatles, I guess, back in 64.
Well, really? You're an old-timer, Mike.
Mike, how old are you, Mike?
Oh, geez, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Huh?
Really? You must be ancient now. I don't know. I was
in kindergarten, though. I'll give you that much.
Oh, well.
Everybody was singing Beatles songs in the school bus on the way home.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of neat.
Yeah. I remember growing up to the Beatles. I was just about everybody I know grew up to the Beatles. Even people who were 40 years old sort of grew up to the Beatles.
You
know, they...
Even people like the age of Norm Preslin, our station manager here.
Oh, God,
we're going to get in trouble.
No, you see, Norm could grow up with the Beatles because he's the right age, you know.
It was over 20 years ago, though, when they, you know... Well, just about 20 years ago, anyway.
Gosh, Norm has gray hair already, too.
Oh, he's not that old.
We better stop talking about Norm.
Ah, he's not listening.
I hope not.
Oh, you never know.
Any true Beatle fan would have to buy the English versions, which is another complication.
I never bought the English versions. I bought them for my brother for his birthday, but I never got around to buying them for myself just because of the fact I had all the songs.
Well, I find the sound quality to be better.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have a very good system.
Okay, then buy the American
version. I don't have very much to,
By all means, buy the American version.
No, you're right. In fact, somebody called up from the station. I don't know who it was, but...
Eric?
No, it wasn't Eric. And they said, wow, you played And Your Bird Can Sing, and I guess that wasn't the English version. And I said, no, it wasn't. He said, I thought there was something wrong with my stereo. The sound was so bad on it.
And that's right. That's on Yesterday and Today?
Yesterday and Today, right.
I remember borrowing that out for someone once, and I gave it back in a hurry because I thought they'd blame me for the condition it was in.
Oh, yeah.
The way it was recorded.
Yeah, well, I feel fine, too. I don't know how it is in English.
Good. It's good to hear that. Oh, I thought, no, I
feel fine on the American. I don't know how it is in English. All you hear are symbols. It's like just all symbols and nothing else, you know, like, but... Yeah, they
mixed it differently.
Yeah, they
didn't
definitely
do a good job on it.
No, they didn't at all. No.
Something that's interesting, though, in both American and English versions is when you turn down one channel of the speaker and turn up the other, and you can just hear Lennon singing, or you can just hear a guitar or a piano or something.
Yeah, that is kind of fun
especially
to do.
Especially Rubber Soul Revolver period. Just about every song you can switch in the middle and just hear an instrumental. Or,
right.
For instance, in My Life, I think you can just hear the George Martin piano solo and no words whatsoever. And it's nice to hear that now and then.
You know what song is interesting to do that on? I forgot the one. Now, I think it's called All I've Got. No. It won't be long. That's interesting. It's got kind of like almost like a ska or reggae feel to it. Just the guitar part when you just turn the all the voices down. This little tiny part in it, and I was like shocked. Although they did mention that they had listened to that kind of music, ska, and that ska and blue beat. I think it was originally called blue beat back when they started out. You know?
Now which album was that?
What
the song you're describing?
Oh, that's from Meet the Beatles. And there's another one called You Can't Do That, where I remember hearing John say in an interview. I think it was the last interview that was done with him with the BBC. Where he said, on that one, on the guitar solo, I make a definite attempt to get a ska feel on the guitar and on the guitar solo. And, so it's not like that it was, new to them. They were always into that, into things that nobody else was into, listening-wise, you know?
Right.
So, and listen to all the American stuff, Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, things like that.
Now, towards the later years, I remember John was saying that he was into reggae. To some extent.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he did a really funny thing on this interview where he says, I listen to a lot of reggae. You know, he loves the dub. So he turns up the, he was in the studio, he turned up the dub and he was making like a rapper, a reggae rapper over, that was really funny. I enjoyed it. I'll stop putting my hand in front of my face now. Okay. Yes. I enjoyed that, though. Mike, you're so quiet in there.
I don't have anything to say. Well,
Mike's sitting in his studio.
We're going to talk about commercial radio now, aren't we?
Oh, good.
Well, the state of commercial radio is...
Oh.
Maybe you should play a song first.
Yeah. Okay. The state of commercial radio is just too depressing to talk about.
It's coming up next.
Play some music.
I tell you what I'm going to do. We'll have our last Yoko song for tonight. How's that sound?
Okay, right. We've got Peter Tosh coming up a little later on. Talk with him and stuff like that. There are all sorts of other things, so stay with us. The voice of Long Island.
Come on in, Peter. You can talk.
Duck down. Peace, boys, enough. keyboard stuck. Keyboard in the pot, 9 years old. Some get paid, some get great, some stay in the pot, 9 years old. Is it the dog down? Is the dog down? Is it the dog down? Is the dog down? Dog, 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 dog down. Keyboard spoiled. Keyboard in the pot, 9 years old. Some get laid, some stay in the pot, 9 years old. Is it the dog down? Is the dog down? Is it the dog down? Is the dog down? Dog, 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 dog down. Dog down.
Abierto, abierto.
I made an out payment on a second-hand car. I got me a job on the radio, and I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a boat to do the radio boogie. All the dough, with a solid kick and a red-hot dick, Tennessee in the barn, do the radio boogie. All over the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, and a Tennessee sound. By the radio, do the radio boogie. All the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, Tennessee style. Do the radio boogie. All over the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, Tennessee style. Do the radio boogie. All over the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, Tennessee style.
Yeah. Happy Hot Rise. Off a new album called Radio Boogie. The gentlemen in the other room are getting their headphones on. You can hear all that noise there.
Yeah. And you know what that is?
What is that exactly?
That is the sound that you hear when you call most commercial radio stations. But when you call WUSB, you
what
don't
happens?
Hear that sound.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true.
Well,
oh,
sometimes.
Wait a minute.
Either that or continuous ringing.
A continuous ringing.
Okay.
I've gotten that many a time.
Enough of that.
What radio station is that you're listening to?
I'm not going to disclose. It's not funny, Mike.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So what did we hear before then?
We heard something from Yoko. We heard, oh, no. You're going to make me lean back and grab that record, huh?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Mike.
Mine's squeaky chair.
Mike is leaning back and getting the record.
Actually, that's not the squeaky chair.
You put it away.
I did. It's in my case. Get it out of the case.
It's in the middle of your case.
No. It's right at the front.
At the front. No, it isn't.
Well, suffice to say, it was from Yoko Ono.
Okay, that sounds good.
5 minutes to 1 o'clock at night.
It's not really in here, is it? Yes, it is.
Yes. You got it now.
It's not necessary, Mike.
Oh, you don't want it now?
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll just have to put it back.
Oh, no. What was the cut?
The cut we heard was, very simply, the cut was Dogtown.
Okay, there you go, Dogtown.
I was particularly intrigued by some of the lyrics in it.
Mm-hmm.
I am becoming a Yoko Ono fan. Okay. You're witnessing the transition of Mike Juhas from an ignorant barbarian.
From an ignorant barbarian Rastafarian to
a slightly smarter barbarian.
Yokofarian or something.
Well,
okay, now let's get into this heady discussion about
commercial radio. Who would like to start this discussion? Okay, I'll start it.
Go ahead.
I would have to say that...
Hey, wait a minute. It sounds like you're only coming out of one ear, first
yes,
of all.
Yes, I think that's correct.
Why don't you jiggle your plug there?
My plug?
Yeah.
Oh, that plug there.
Yeah, that may be it, or it may be the other one there. Let me try hitting this thing.
Okay. No, that didn't work.
Oh, I broke it.
All right. Never mind. I'll come out of one ear.
That's good for me.
Yeah. Well, I think commercial radio is really, really terrible. And why do I think it's terrible?
Yeah.
That's a good question to ask. Well, I just think it's terrible because they don't play anything that's worthwhile, basically. Even a station like NEW, they just play the same garbage over and over again, and they turn it on, and they're playing things that are on AM radio, and you don't want to hear it, and they play everything from 10 years ago, and you don't want to hear it, and they play The Doors, and they play this, and they play that, and you don't want to hear it.
It's not a question you don't want to hear it, it's just a question you can hear
it.
Well, you can hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
You can hear it in a lot of other places, though.
Right.
So what's the point of hearing it there, too?
That's true.
What's the point of having carbon copy radio stations within each other's airwaves?
Mm-hmm. So, I think we've been cut off. Have you been cut off?
I don't hear a thing.
Okay, there you go.
Mike, what are you doing there?
He's trying to get me on two channels, probably.
No, I'm trying to get one of you on each channel.
Oh, yeah, now I'm over here.
I figure since...
Wait, yes, right, he's done it. He's done it, in fact.
I figure since Gary can only come through on one due to the inherent problems with the studio, we might as well have Eric come through the other one.
And you come through
both of them. You've got it.
Oh, okay, great.
All right.
Well, and, okay. Basically, I don't think it's any good, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, to tell you the truth, a station like BAB is really, you know, it's just hilarious. I mean, you can't even listen to those guys. They all think that we have mentalities of five-year-olds, and that we, you know, like, they play the... Oh, I can't...
Gary,
it just upsets me.
Do me a favor and not mention the stations you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
You could say that station down in Babylon or something like that, but don't call it WBAB.
Will that make a difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know, you can say what you want to say about the station pretty freely, but to avoid... personal injury and things like that.
Just try not to do it maliciously. And for the legal record, you are listening to WUSB
in Stony Brook.
Yes. And we're 90.1 on your FM dial. We're a non-commercial radio. And
do they ever listen to us? I mean, might they be listening now and then taking down notes and things
sure,
like that?
Sure, they have monitors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they have tape recorders.
Uh-huh.
Which they bring to their courtroom
Don't mention
trials.
My name, Mike.
What, Gary Pecorino?
I may want to go to get a job there one day. You know.
Uh-oh.
That would be hilarious.
I think we have some guests at the door, Eric, and I'm going to go check.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, that's Mike Juhas who just said that, and I'm Eric Corley. This is the voice of Long Island. The three-hour program comes your way every Friday night, Saturday morning at 12:02 a.m., right after Stardate, bringing you who knows what.
What?
What's coming up next? Well, no one knows. No, we do know we have a Peter Tosh interview, which we'll be broadcasting in a few minutes. But
hey, can we open the phone lines for people to call up and see? Oh, are we doing, you know, can we do that, like, later on, maybe? And
possibly, but Mike is shaking his head harder than ever saw him shake his head before.
I'm saying absolutely not. There is possibly.
Well,
we do have a lot of other things to get to tonight. Oh!
There's a phone call now.
This is something that we stumbled upon earlier tonight.
Hey, guess who just walked in? Rob Zeiser.
Hey.
Rob Zeiser's here.
The return of Rob Zeiser coming your way in about 2 hours.
Hey.
Okay, Rob Zeiser's back. We have a busy signal here with a beat to it. And Mike, maybe you just turn it up a little bit and people can dance to it at home.
Yeah, so let's see if perhaps you can explain it to us.
Well, it's hard to explain. We just dialed a number and something apparently got all messed up. That happened for a while.
Remember the time you dialed somewhere in California and you got...
We got crosstalk, that's what we got.
You got a whole bunch of it. You got a good cross-section of the nation.
We had about 50 people talking at once, somehow. The wires really got crossed, and in the background was this busy signal. But all these people were talking, and we could hear conversations ending, and people getting busy signals, and people getting recordings, and all, you know, the whole thing. Then finally the whole mess just disconnected after half an hour, but this is also interesting.
We played that once on the air, and we'll have to do it again.
If we can find it.
Yeah.
I don't know what caused this, all these weird noises.
It's filed under TM for telephone noise.
Oh, okay. We weren't too smart back then.
No, you weren't.
Well, such music as that busy signal music isn't played on commercial radio either.
And there's good reason for it.
What is the reason, Gary Pecorino?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't get much of an audience. You know, most people listen to Styx and Van Halen aren't going to want to listen to a busy signal.
Why is that, though?
Well, I mean, you know,
people open-minded. They want a drummer. They want a drummer. They don't.
What do you listen to that tweet? Isn't that not like a drum? Listen, bring it up, Mike. See,
it's kind of a disconcerted little beat there, but
he's kind of playing apart from the rest of the band. But he's definitely a part of it.
There's no screeching guitars or anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, we were dubbing it before.
Well, that'll
that
be coming up.
Rhythm.
That'll be coming up. You know, another thing that nobody would ever do on commercial radio is stop it and then fast forward it.
Ooh, you're right. Ooh. Oh. Because usually things like that happen. Crazy noises. What?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
That I don't know. I really don't know. Or we could go backwards. A miracle
there, nonetheless.
Of modern technology.
Really? Yep. Well, non-commercial radio should not be afraid to try different things. A lot of non-commercial radio stations are, because they don't see commercial radio stations doing it, so why should they take the chance?
Yes. Only we do.
We view it differently. And we get quite a few interesting responses as a result.
Yes.
Gary, of all the people on this station, I would say you're one of the most experimental. You do all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah, he even dubbed Stardate.
You didn't.
No, I never have dubbed Stardate.
I hope not.
Don't let anybody tell you that. Although, next week I may do it, now that I was given the idea. I think we should live in a dub society.
I think the best dubs I've ever heard from Gary was, he was playing... like a super marathon air shift. He was on for like about 9 hours, and this one Sunday night, I was driving home, and all of a sudden, I was listening to this like saxophone solo, and all of a sudden, the saxophone going wow 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 wow. It was pretty wild. You remember that time?
Well, I remember it well. The dub saxophone incident. I forget.
Well,
I named
now
it.
we don't forget who we dub, Mike.
Oh, Richard Nixon, of course.
Well, in addition to Richard Nixon, we play Richard Nixon's speech back, the dub version, but we also, who do we dub?
We gave that to Lister, and Lister got the credit for it, too, by the way.
Oh, well.
Who did we dub? Sounds like a George Thorogood song. Who do you dub?
way back, it was a jazz artist, wasn't it? An old-time jazz.
Tommy Dorsey.
Tommy Dorsey,
okay. Rub-a-dub-styley.
That was fun.
It was
one of the most fun things I think that's ever been done on radio. Maybe this busy signal with a feed is more fun.
Yeah.
Very possibly. I thought we were off the air for a second. Didn't you get that impression?
What, when?
I don't know, when there was no sound coming out of these microphones.
Because we weren't talking.
Oh. Is that what that was? Oh, okay.
Well, we have some more music, which we're going to be throwing at you, and in a couple of minutes, Peter Tosh.
Yeah, well, right now we got some David Grismond.
Okay.
That'd be something old. Something old from Peter Tosh. And now we got something new from the English Beat. Right here on USB. Stay tuned. The tripods are coming. The Peter Tosh interview is coming. And I'm fading out. We'll be right back.
Like a walking grave, and don't you watch my side, I'm dangerous.
None of that stuff anymore, huh?
Yeah, well, I told you last night I don't want to hear the song ever again.
Didn't I? Well, Jerry Dallal won't be very proud of you.
He lay around his neighbors to get the news nearly every day when you
I used to like this song, too. So you played it three times in a row last night.
I didn't play it three times in a row last night.
It got played three times in a row, didn't it?
Perhaps.
Okay, that's my point.
How was I supposed to know Jerry played it twice just before my program?
Uh-huh. Fade the dear girls down, will you?
That sounds like a good idea.
22 minutes after 1 o'clock on USB FM. We've got some
23 minutes past.
Well, in your room, it's different
here, yeah.
You're ahead of your time.
Well, let's just run over what we played.
Okay.
That was, last thing we heard was from Peter Tosh from the Rockers soundtrack, Galpi. What was it we called? Stepping Razor. And we heard something from the English Beat, and then another thing from Tosh, Get Up, Stand Up. And John Vernal just walked in. Wow, where are all these indigents coming from?
USB superstars on the list.
USB superstars, yes. John,
where's Eric?
Where's Eric?
Eric's not in the studio.
Eric's not in the studio.
But my voice is.
But his voice is. But John can't hear it because the speakers are off in here.
I can hear it on your headphones.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear half my headphone?
Hi, John.
Hi, Eric, how's it going?
I'm not too bad. I don't like being here on Mike's ears like this, but, you know, it's okay.
You know, you fellas kind of crazy. I can't believe you're playing Lister's music now.
Well, we're not playing Lister's music. Lister's playing our music.
Who was that anyway?
Who was what anyway? You mean this?
Then that Lars gonna have his
oh, way. No.
Yeah, those guys are pretty good.
That's the Harmony Sisters.
They do that really well.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't say that on the air!
Okay, I won't say that again.
Yeah, that's Bill McKenzie. You never know
how
when
did Bill McKenzie get in here?
Well, he said it on the air.
We have about 50 people wandering around here.
Oh, boy.
Gosh. Mike, I've got something brand new from the Specials.
Well, why don't you just play it and let's just, like, just get into some music. Those tripods are coming up shortly, right? Are they not?
Yeah, well, we're going to do Peter Tosh before we do the tripods.
Oh,
come on.
Because
we've been promising Peter Tosh for so long. People
well,
are just hanging out. They're falling asleep by their radios.
We've been
Okay, all right, let's have a vote. During this song, people call up 246-7901 and tell I'm sorry. Tell us which you want to hear first, the tripods or the Peter Tosh interview, okay?
Yeah.
Quite as simple as that. Area code 516-246-7901. Mike feels he's getting even.
Sorry, I was talking more. To John.
Okay, we have a song by the Specials here.
Yeah,
you've
so what?
Probably never heard it before, and it's called Why.
Why did you try to hurt me?
I got to
Did you really want to kill me?
Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why.
I'm blind. You know you are one.
1-800-246-7901. It's your chance to vote for the Tripods or Peter Tosh.
Take no more of this at all.
No.
Those specials and those lyrics that you happened to speak over were.
Something new.
Shut
Fear
them up.
Your heart with a false pretense.
Make it.
Thank you. They were. We don't need no British movement, nor the Ku Klux Klan, nor the National Front. It make me an angry man.
Well, I'm terribly sorry I spoke over them, but...
Yeah, well, you'll be sorry when you step outside later on, but okay.
We did get some votes nonetheless.
And I believe it was heavily in favor of playing the Peter Tosh interview.
Yeah, in fact, everybody wanted to hear it.
Okay, we don't have to say that, but we will get to the Tripods later on anyway.
Yeah, why? What's the point? Nobody wants to hear the Tripods.
We're just going to have another phone in then, with people saying they want to hear the Tripods at all.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, now, listen, after we're done talking, 246-7901. And you tell us whether you want to hear the Tripods or not. Because, you know, the Tripod production company goes through an awful lot of trouble.
And we spend a lot of money for these people.
Yes.
A lot of
your hard-earned dollars, or our hard-earned dollars, or...
Indirectly, it works out that we all pay money for the Tripods. Lots of money.
Big, big money.
Yeah. But anyway, let's discuss Peter Tosh. Now, as most of us know, Peter Tosh played here at Stony Brook last Sunday night.
Oh.
In the gymnasium. I spoke to him just before he played in his bus. And let me tell you, Mike, I've seen nice buses before. I mean, you know, the campus buses for one thing. But the bus that Peter Tosh was in was an amazing bus. It had two color TV sets. And a couple of lounges, a lot of people hanging out in them. It was like living in a house,
uh-huh.
And a nice house, too. And Peter was in all the way in the back, lounging around. At the beginning of the interview, you hear the motor of the bus because they didn't turn it off. In fact, it's kind of loud. But they turn it off in a couple of minutes.
Can you hear crickets in the background?
You can hear crickets.
Oh, good.
No crickets.
Because there's a caller on the line who wants to hear crickets.
Wants to hear crickets.
Yeah.
Okay, his time will come. No question about that. So here's where we begin the interview. It's not really... I can't really say it's an interview because Peter does most of the talking, and it's kind of hard to really follow him most of the time. But you know where his emotion is, and at times he gets very, very emotional. Without further ado, let's just join at the point where I met him. He was reading this really huge book, and as I walk in, he was describing this book to me. Coming up right about now.
Said quick because I read in the ancient history of 5 million pages. It's quite a book.
Yeah, man.
It's the biggest day in the year.
Yeah.
You can imagine what's in that book. World and his wife.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And he was reading this thing very, very dedicatedly. We next talked about the state of Africa today.
Do you do many political things?
I don't know political yet.
Yeah.
I would think that represents black people's constitutional rights and the freedom of Africa and the elimination of apartheid. And I have to contribute to that every time, any time. That is the problem of apartheid. Apartheid is racial injustice. My father's kingdom, there is no racial injustice.
What do you think of the state of Africa now? As far as we're still in South Africa and the whole Zimbabwe has been freed, but how about the rest of it?
All Africa will be free by 1983, so far if not, may look incredible and impossible.
Yeah.
Between what the most impossible thing was to build the world. Yeah. So, nothing going on.
You think there's been much progress made in
what's going on in Africa?
Years?
This book here showed the whole history of what's going on.
What's the name of that book?
This book is The History and Lives and Martyrdom and Death of the 12 Apostles of Jesus Christ.
It's pretty heavy stuff.
Yes.
Do a lot of reading like that?
Well, these kind of readings I will do.
Yeah.
Because these are the reality of the fantasy that we've been taught of today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's reflected in your music a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about reggae music a little bit. At least here in the United States. Now, they tell me our station was the first to play it in the United States. Some Jamaican press release said that.
Reggae?
Yeah.
That's very good.
It's with Lister. It's thanks to Lister.
Yeah.
But... How do you view it as growing in the United States in general?
It's growing slowly but surely.
Yeah.
It has grown to a proportion in Europe, you know, and it's still growing because the people of Europe respond to reggae drastically. See, surprises me to see the people that speak it, not English, respond more to reggae than the people who speak it. But you know, as we know the potential of the music, it's a disease, it's a fungus that grows.
It's kind of a nasty way of looking at the fungus, you know, music. I mean, I see music as like really the best thing mankind has going for it.
Yeah, man. But our music is a different kind of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This music called reggae music.
Yeah.
When you catch the germ, it's contagious.
Yeah.
And it spreads.
I know. I'm aware of that. I've seen it happen to my friends.
Yeah, man.
Too. Well, 5 years ago, I didn't even know reggae music at all. And then I met Lister.
Yeah.
And this whole campus, I already know, is affected by Lister.
Yeah, true.
He was the carrier. He brought it to us.
That's good.
And not only Lister, a couple of folks on Friday night who just walked in the door.
My name is Errol, you know?
Yeah,
he does program on our stations Friday nights.
Yes, I have to. Yeah, man. We need people like you for them to get out. Yeah, man. Let them know the potential of this music. Yeah. call for it. Yeah, man. So, well, you know, for, you know, all the money, just turn on the tape, man, from reading, and reading, just sketch everything one time, yeah, one special. You know, just turn on the tape and just catch each
one. Yeah, we in a couple of minutes, just wait them call
out. You know, as far as the music and the force of the music, what really motivates the man then, you know, they learn towards playing reggae music, and what is there, what is the motive, well, reggae and your ideology really come in line, see?
Well, I am a philosophy of my ideology, it's a concept born with it,
actually,
see. It is motivated through the environment. It is motivated through a spiritual communication with the Father, prominent thing. And because I'm living in an environment where the teaching of slavery was, you know, the foundation, I am was born with wisdom and knowing, so it was ignorance. So it motivated me not to speak of it much, but to sing of it, because speaking of it gets nowhere. You know, see, or I get just to who is in the circle when you sing it, you go around the world with the record. You know, see,
so it's a more message
every time.
Yeah.
Why is enough tape going and coming?
All right, I have tape here, Phil. I can run you that.
I'm from our own Jamaican audience. See, for the man to rush.
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 Everyone
is
ignited in the roots and
the
reggae
player.
Yeah.
Rush. See, like, so then it just, two, it's more time the man now.
Yeah.
The man embarrassed them.
Yeah, the man expressed himself in his
ears. Embarrassed? Whereas I pity them, call that embarrassed because my father now come embarrassed them. And I want them to realize that because these are the kind of thing where it's not going to read. I mean, I read this is the lives and death and martyrdom of the apostles of Christ and the evangelists. Oh, see, when I read of these things, me see all black people come live in a world of disgrace and sin and perdition and take it for elevation. You see, and when the saints of the Most High pass through for warn them and for teach them of hopefulness, them call it rashness. Them want to come humble and suffer to them, you know, them shit. Mm-hmm. And then of that, because my father, then of that, you know. My father now come compromise and come ask a man, you name John Brown, you come from round, so, well, I know your father, and I'm going to have mercy for him. That, now, you know, my father. My father's respecter of known person, see? And the ones who talk about rash is the people who live within them corruption continual, see? And they no intend to come out right, and no intend to see righteousness, see? Because me read a part of when Philemon going to a certain country for to preach the gospel, and when since when he start preach, some people get around him, and some get around him and him start tell them the word. It was so amazing that, you know, when Lucifer stand up in the midst and see him, he says, well, Philemon going just convince the people them and bring them over to the true and living. I know him do. Him just motivate even them hearts and them thoughts immediately enough, and who them start those catch him and lock him up. And he said, everyone who catch him and lock him up. Everyone who catch him and put him in jail was blind immediately. And let me tell you something, man. Every one of the apostles of the Almighty are some thunderable man. No man will run joke. Yeah. See? So I don't want a brother come things to me. I want a superstar to pass through. I don't want a brother. I don't want to come put me on one shoe because I'm saying the next one pass through and do this. And I don't do what I want to do. See, me come up to deal with my father works and me no respect for a person. I love a man according to the spirit of the Almighty that dwelleth in him. See? And by works, I don't come up to come deal with no fuckery. You see, I just righteousness me a deed because so it was, so shall it be. And we want black people for to be conscious of it and know so well, irrespective of the fantasy and illusion where I and I live in today, yeah. And I know, say, I and I is the reality of all of that. You see, and those are the conscious because when I read after my people, my brethren, it make me heart, it give me
strength.
You know, where the bomber clad, dear man. You know, like, no, yeah, man. And these things are what black people for conscious of. And you say, well, it's through your father, do some bomber clad thing, make guy. So he then, in our room, most of the apostles was executed, you know.
Yes.
See? And when you say we go in our room, go preach the word of the Almighty. And, well, you have some apostles those pass through on a certain side of Rome, and when they're done with this, they will like convert, everybody baptized. And believe in a Rastafari.
That's, yeah.
You know, see?
Yes,
when them see the power of the saints, some little man, may I read about that one? Let me see which one of them know. I'm about telling me, James. One of them, them chop off him, man.
and just pray to the Almighty and don't pray, just take up a human and put it on back.
Yeah.
And the guy started telling me, say, sir, and just chop on back the same, you know, taking just chop on back the same man. The man named James, the man does something, my brother. Yeah,
I don't have power.
Yeah. Do you so mean? Yes, I.
In this universe.
May I tell you, man, your uncle and hear me, the man, my father.
Part of the whole universe. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Man, go down all out in the earth, man. The man, them go save people. They say, them save all the man. From them save a man, and the man goes to where Rastafari, the Almighty, you know. Who? Immediately, it's like the man can do all things to you, because he just convert a man, and they just convert a man, and just tell the man, say, utter. And when the man utter to blood clot, lightning and thunder, that all him go all the shit when him see that after all. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Something, man. So when I and I utter them for us, no, say, well, at the last days, okay. Days, you know, seeing, and these words are like spice unto those who want to hear, because you're in my brethren.
What
are you talking about? Yes, I, every time, yes, I take oxygen to live out there, I hit my kuchan.
Man, it's been a great and marvelous work.
Oh, I had 10 police beating on my head. My father carried me go in the dragon den, and 10 police beating on my head. 5 I beat the head at the front, and 5 I beat the back. Let me say.
Yeah.
And it's over an hour that. And when we go through these things, and when I see right now, one of my head me shame, but me read this book here and show me, say, Peter was in prison, and shame about him, made me to go.
So you see, then Babylon.
You know, see. So yeah. I and I have to go through great tribulation.
Yeah, yeah,
I have to go through tribulation. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, you have to go through something. You and death have to come close. Room.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, so death will rise that. Yes,
yeah. I'm past you.
Do you have a friend? You get to claim the power of the Almighty. Just come close to the man, just wake up, born in wealth, and rule and rise up in luxury. You know, see, never had a misery in life.
Yeah,
no, said so. So, them things we are teaching, you know, seeing how to continue going,
yeah,
and seeing we, and the divine spirit, again, I have to teach this. It's like the music where I sing. I have music unfinishable. I can't don't sing
it's like
if I don't want to. I tell a man, because my intelligent motive is like a fountain that spring. Yeah, I tell you, man, every time, my brethren, we don't have to make a song, we just sit down and just write it out, cast it
high.
Yeah, man, just in high. Yeah, man, just rush up our eye, my brethren, every time. So, I don't know, just write your papa, just hold on firm.
True.
Yeah. Just have a right, firm.
You stand
silent.
Yeah.
Because
I'll
use
it,
the old bomb of that. I mean, I'm unrealized over people, you know.
And what people condemn it and talk and about it in a decent language. And
that's the old music for the day.
They would like no. They would like no.
Crucial music.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Bringing me closer to my culture, Papa.
Yeah, man, right back to it. Mm-hmm. Forward.
You know, when we come, never used to talk.
I don't want to know language.
When I come to sing a language, I can go and like, decent, I have violated the laws of bullshit.
Yeah, man.
Now, listening to Peter Tosh speak like that, one realizes that he's torn between the humor of it all and the very seriousness of it all. He goes on and rampages for sometimes 5-10 minutes at a time, where he just seems to be spewing forth all this, all the things that are held in his head, and he's got a tremendous amount of knowledge in there. And the four of us, I believe there are about four of us, there was Errol and Philip from the Caribbean show, that's on Friday nights at 7, there was me, and there was one other big dreadlocks, which is what they call folks down there, and we were all sitting around watching this person who was like a kingly figure, this the way he was, the empirical way he was talking. Now he gets a lot more serious. Here he calls for the overthrow of Israel, and he talks about the number 13s. Interesting sections of Peter Tosh right here.
No words to be done. Your science have to be done, because as some see my some see the apostle of Christ going to land after heathen.
Sure.
And when them done preach, every heathen bow and say, Rastafari is the Almighty, the true and living. See, so something we've seen as a book here. Because yeah. Oh, I'll call them, come back and read them sometime. I tell them, yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. The word is born. You know, so it is high and high. Where the world accuses and abuses. Because just when you call off my name this time, the whole world shall turn against you.
Yeah.
Your mother, your father, your best friend shall turn against you. And every denomination on earth, if you join them, everybody love you. But you don't say Rastafari, right?
Yeah, really.
Everybody fine. You say
you're
mad.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah, man. You have no ambition.
What is it? You don't have ambition.
Ambition is false pride. You know that I want to Rastafari. Heart of the devil.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I hate this.
Peter, you talked about Africa and the Caribbean and all that. What are your impressions of America?
America?
Yeah.
Well, my impressions of America, this America is a rehab, land of starvation.
Mm.
Not only America, you know. Mm. All of these blood clot places, because they have no resource to live off of. They have to export all their resources, so it's these things going on, creating the wars of the earth. Because people have to keep energy going, and those who support the energy become the victims of the shit system according to war and technology and strategy. You see, but these things that exist is only for about a little time. Because so it was in the beginning, so shall the earth return. You see, so don't feel no way. Still, America is a nice place, because even in these places, Rasta live.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're bound quite a bit.
Yeah,
Stony Brook.
Oh,
yeah.
But
then
time Rastali, they're gone.
Yeah,
man. So I'm silent to them. Yes, if I keep the earth, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, I know that. I know I keep the earth hanging up the blood, but if I never fly away, not even grass.
Your description.
I tell him,
you clear by any.
Serious thing.
I think we're close to some sort of catastrophe with the Reagan policies and all that.
Well, Soviet the time and history have recorded the judgment of men. And men have done their works within the dispensations of time that is now living in the manifestation. So, irrespective of who is government and who is leader, so-called, of the earth, when the right time has fully manifested itself, all evil shall be totally eliminated. Whether it be designed by God, Jesus, Queen, or Reagan, or anyone, Pope, or anyone else. Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
When you foresee that happening, you said 1983 is when Africa will be liberated, but
yeah, man.
How about the entire world?
Well, it's the liberation of Africa, you see. The turning away of Israel is the destruction of Babylon. Fire burn, your bomb of clot, it melt. What that now? I tell you. It's the turning away of Babylon, it's the destruction of Israel, because we are the foundations of these places we are off. See? And because we are the innocent ones who suffer the conflicts of slavery and the system that exists and will not cease to exist until Jah, eliminate the slave drivers and the whole entire system. So because of what is designed by men to create economical pressure and inflation, it's a spiritual warfare to make the people be conscious. Need that advice to see. Need that advice to hear.
And I need to depend on myself more.
But I know the foundation of the resources of the earth.
Yeah,
I know who keep the earth in function. Out of nothing, we multiply not and not and get one. Rastaman learned to do that. And I feel mathematics. I see nothing them education.
Natural science.
Yes, I know them educational science. Them know these things.
Yeah.
You know, say 1 and 1 is 2. So you could have get one, you must be something before one.
Yeah, before one, I mean. So you could have had 1 and 1 and get 2, you must have had that and that and get 1.
These things people just overlook it every day, and never ask the reasons why. please, this individual number, is not there.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, it cost me to start creating a song here. Room 13 on the 13th floor.
I like that.
Yeah, man. And then you're like a danger.
Yeah, man.
Man never pass out of Staten Island and see the female woman DC.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean men and
there? No, I'm
thinking about the ability channel.
What
is this? You see them talk about the revelation.
Yes.
This woman,
Yeah, man.
Look up.
Yeah, man.
The blood of Island prophets.
Persecute
every day.
To bomb a blood class.
And I open a stone book in Rasta.
See.
You know, and I learn up the medication. It's miseducation.
I want to see for the medication. Yeah. And I history them a try show I back with.
True. And I'm starfire and I don't know over the world because
true.
Father is higher than everything.
Everything.
And what is
the
it's knowledge of which wisdom? It's become higher than the father.
So when I read them as something, it knows my father's wisdom is unfathomable.
So, you know?
Yeah, man.
And I do. I'm glad to see that I got the motivation to iron
I
know.
Yes, I.
See, you know, I give iron strength at this time. See?
Yes, I. And I have to make the world known. I have to make our world to see that Jah may be glorified.
So,
I mean, may know so I'm the Almighty.
So, as you have nothing like a brother, we're just a grown and just
dealing with pig and eating man. So,
yeah, man.
Serious thing.
Yes, I.
Serious thing.
Good, I and I, you know, represent the community, and it's good to have the I and I, you know.
Yeah, man, too.
So we have enough people that are rules raising on the place, you know.
See,
with difficulty in Babylon, I and I, what was?
I man, know it, remember,
man.
Where's it from the man, them intent, mental the faith of the Rastafari.
Yes, sir.
Because my father said, now, get more than we and I can be, you know. But we have to go through tribulation, because we're not being Rasta alone, and all the world go
through.
See, because they make even the apostles, the anointed saints,
try them.
You know, see,
right?
Man, dead!
Raise them up.
You know, see, and show them so well. Thou art the Almighty. You know, see, so.
Be just like, yeah, man. Be just like,
what? Oh,
yeah,
talk
about. You know, so it's a terrible man. Terrible man.
Man.
Born ahead and take
time.
So I don't know how to run it, so that man was a, you know, diplomatic and official running that thing, but me and that man from the campaign, I
team shall decide, man, Nick, you
know, team shall
decide,
you know, you
know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know,
you know, you
know,
it's a very large bank of marijuana. Very large.
Yeah, I bought half for night and I care for 48 weeks
straight.
This is not the one, right? I tell them, man. I just bring power that next time.
About
10 minutes. Alright. Alright. Give us one couple.
Yeah,
alright.
Yeah, I got your clothes hanging in the closet.
Yeah, alright.
Okay, so you're on the far right hand side.
See. Alright, so.
Later.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to see about it, right?
Alright, bamboo. I just walk with it and go watch him. So what? Rastafari, you know, guys, remember? Last
thing.
Yeah, come check.
Thanks for talking to us.
Rastafari
and all that.
Incidentally, in case I sounded like I was flying away there, it was because the batteries were kind of running down on that old tape recorder. Very interesting talking to Peter Tosh. Very strange, too. It's hard to understand everything he says, obviously. It's not hard to understand the passion behind it, though. You noticed at times that he got very, almost infuriated with what he was saying, with the destruction of Babylon and everything. He was one impressive figure, and the other people who were with me were simply in awe the entire time, as I was. I must admit, though, I felt a little bit out of place, since I was the only one who wasn't a Rastafarian, but he did his best to make me feel at home, and I think he's a really nice individual, and his music is amazing as well. So that's it. That's the Peter Tosh quote-unquote interview. It's more or less a Peter Tosh speech. Basically, that's the gospel of the Rastafarian religion. It comes from the mouth of Peter Tosh and a lot of other fine leaders, too.
Chuck Rastafari, Chuck Rastafari, Chuck Rastafari, Chuck Rastafari, Chuck Rastafari, Chuck Rastafari.
Our news is going to be delayed a few minutes because we have the tripods right now. Radio Free Long Island, in confrontation with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left Howard and Kathy last week on their ocean liner heading to France, they encountered a mysterious stranger who somehow knew Kathy. And as we join them this week, they're still talking about...
For the last time, Howard, I don't know who that man is. I wish you'd believe me and stop asking me all these silly questions.
I'm not saying I don't believe you, Kathy. I just find it hard to understand how a strange person like that can know you so well, but when you claim you've never seen him before.
There you go again.
What?
You said claim.
So?
If you really believe me, you wouldn't have said that word.
Oh, Kathy, would you stop being so sensitive? I only meant...
I know what you meant. And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't want to talk about it either. But we have to clear up this whole thing.
No, we don't, Howard. We're taking this trip to get away from all the tension and anxiety back home. And now we're just replacing them with brand new tensions and anxieties. Let's just go to France and find that statue for Charlie and have a good time. All right? No more detective work.
Oh, all right, Kathy. If that'll make you happy, we just won't talk about it anymore.
Well?
What? Well, what?
Aren't you going to say anything?
Well, what would you like me to say?
Well, come on, Howard. You're being just as bad now.
Well, I really don't know what you want me to do, Kathy. I say something and you tell me not to talk about it. Then I don't say something and you tell me...
Excuse me, Monsieur and Mrs. Trepard. Dinner is being served in several minutes.
Oh, thank you, Pierre. Oh, Pierre, just one thing.
Oui, Monsieur Trepard.
Well, you're the steward on this boat, so...
Assistant steward, Monsieur Trepard.
Whatever, Pierre. The point is, you know all of the passengers. You know who they all are, right?
Oh, Howard, would you please drop it?
No, this is important, Kathy. I want to know if this is some kind of a nut we're dealing with here.
How may I be of service, Monsieur Trepard?
Now, there's some character walking around here with a trench coat and a handlebar mustache who's saying he knows my wife from somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's really odd is the way he keeps appearing and disappearing, almost as if by magic.
Maybe it's a ghost you're seeing, no?
Now, Pierre, don't say things like that.
A ghost? Oh, Howard.
You're getting my wife all upset. So, Pierre, come on.
I'm so sorry, Monsieur Trepard, but it was only a teeny joke, no?
Did you see that person or not, Pierre?
Cannot recall seeing such a person offhand, Monsieur Trepard. However, I will try to find out who it is.
Thank you, Pierre. I appreciate it. I don't know if that talk of ghosts go to your head, Kathy.
Oh, I think it would be kind of interesting to meet a ghost in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Maybe that's where he knows me from. Do you believe in reincarnation, Howard?
Oh, now we're really starting to get ridiculous, Kathy.
What's ridiculous about reincarnation, Howard?
What? Nothing. I just don't feel like talking about ghosts right now.
Well, I don't want to talk about mysterious strangers, that's for sure.
All right. It's a deal. We'll change the subject. Oh, look at the sky. Did you ever see it so ominous looking?
It's practically black, and in the middle of the day, too.
The water's pretty dark as well.
Ooh. Wouldn't it be something if we had a hurricane right out here in the ocean?
No.
Oh, come on, Howard. Where's your sense of adventure?
Ah, there you are, Madame Trepard. For one brief moment, I feared that perhaps I would be unable to find you again. Ah, gazing into your face is like watching a herd of wild buffalo roaming across a great field.
Oh, why, thank you. You certainly do have an eloquent way of speaking. But... Howard, where are you going?
I've had enough of this. I'm leaving.
And so the mysterious stranger continues to cause conflicts on the Trepard cruise. You're going to tune in next week when we'll hear Pierre say...
What do you mean you are leaving? You are on a boat.
That's next week on the exciting adventures of the Trepard family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Okay,
Can't you go a little faster? Yeah, that's better. Well, right now it's about 5 minutes past the hour of two. Late again. And you're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook.
New York, Long Island.
11794.
Something like that.
And Eric is busy making Eric calls in the back.
Oh, boy, you're in the other studio. I believe those are donkey brays and snorts, and we'll probably hear from monkey chatter. Yep.
Actually, we're here to do the news. We're here to do the news, you know.
I think we're making news.
No, you are. Is there any way you can slow that down?
That's better. We put the monkey to sleep.
A quick screeching halt.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, anyway, let's just kind of fade down this music here. And
that's the Voice of Long Island theme.
Composed by who knows, but performed by Andy Lish.
Andy Lish, who does a spiritual music show every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 3 to 7. And, well, that's Mike Uhas over there in the other studio.
And you're Corley, right?
Now I'm Eric Corley over here.
Yeah, it's, what, 7 minutes past the
now
hour.
Now it's 7 minutes past two, and now I feel good about doing the news.
Yes, it's 9 degrees Celsius. That's 48 Fahrenheit.
And today is Saturday, October 10th, the 283rd day of 1981. There are only 82 days left in the year.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mike, do you?
Okay, on October 10th, 1911, revolutionaries under Sun Yat-sen overthrew the Manchu dynasty in China. In 1970, two masked men kidnapped Quebec labor minister Pierre Laporte in Montreal. He was found dead a week later. And in 1974, Harold Wilson's Liberal Party won a narrow majority in Britain's House of Commons in nationwide voting.
And 10 years ago, the death toll was put at more than 200 from a hurricane that swept parts of Haiti, Cuba, Mexico, and Florida. And 1 year ago, casualties in the thousands were reported following an earthquake in Al-Asnan, Algeria.
Mm-hmm. If you're interested at all, today's birthdays, actress Helen Hayes is 81 years old, and Israeli government official Yigal Alon is 63.
Mm-hmm. Well, and checking tonight's news, in New Orleans, a federal jury has found two men innocent of charges they helped to finance a planned invasion of the tiny Caribbean island of Dominica. The jury deliberated for 3 hours before acquitting James White of Texas and Lodrich Matthews of Mississippi, whom prosecutors had described as major participants in the scheme to overthrow the island's government. Federal agents arrested 10 men April 27th as they prepared to leave for Dominica from the New Orleans area.
Mm-hmm. Well, Egypt buries a slain leader Saturday. It's today. The funeral for Anwar Sadat, the victim of assassins' bullets, will take place in the presence of a huge gathering of foreign dignitaries. Among those representing the United States are Secretary of State Haig and former Presidents Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, and Richard Nixon. Security is tight in Cairo, where battle-ready forces guarded the streets Friday night.
And when President Reagan and Vice President Bush said they were not going to the Sadat funeral, the White House said it was for security reasons. But an NBC report says there was more to it than that. The network says federal agents are checking the possibility that Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi hired assassination teams to kill Reagan. NBC quotes CIA agents as saying Gaddafi was incensed over last summer's downing of two Libyan jets by U.S. Navy planes. A Secret Service spokesman denies the report.
Well, the man accused in two of the 28 murders of young blacks in the Atlanta area says he was auditioning children for a musical act last year, and he says he informed police of that so there wouldn't be any problems. In a copyright interview with Us magazine, Wayne Williams says he called Atlanta's Special Police Task Force 3 times last year. Williams, arrested last June and charged with murder, has pleaded innocent.
The National Transportation Safety Board is working on recommendations concerning the nation's air traffic system in the absence of striking controllers. Staff members said Friday the board should urge cuts in private flying, and they called for establishment of an early warning system to detect stress and fatigue among air traffic controllers now working. The safety board may vote next week on whether to forward these recommendations to the Federal Aviation Administration.
Well, here's one that kind of rings an interesting note to some of us around here. Scientists who spent 3 years studying the mysterious Shroud of Turin say the image on the cloth is that of a crucified man, but the researchers say they doubt science will be able to determine whether the shroud was the burial cloth of Jesus, as some have claimed. The findings were announced Friday at a weekend conference in New London, Connecticut.
And a 19-year-old who spent 12 days in jail for stealing $2 worth of snacks is back home in Michigan. Robert Cotton had been sentenced to 30 days for taking the food from a store in New Jersey. He said he was broke and hadn't eaten for 2 days after trying to sell books and magazines door-to-door. The case received widespread publicity, and Cotton received widespread donations, enough for an airplane ticket home.
Somewhat closer to home, Linda Prestano wrongly denied graduation from Sachem High School last June for want of one credit. Says she is suing the school district for $500,000 for the embarrassment and inconvenience the mistake caused her.
Miss Pristano, who is 18, of Farmingville, was told by her guidance counselor 1 week before the ceremony that she was missing a credit and would not graduate with her class. She said she also had to cancel plans to enter Suffolk Community College in September, delaying by 6 months the classwork she hopes will lead to becoming a pharmacist.
Yeah, over the summer, a computer check of transcripts by school district officials showed a credit inadvertently omitted from Ms. Prestano's records. Her lawyer, Robert Polina, says notice of claim was served on the Sachem Central School District last week.
A district spokesman, John Favorite, said, "We regret the whole thing has boiled down to a suit because from our standpoint this is an oversight that is unfortunate. As soon as we discovered the error, we sought to correct it. We have offered to help Linda with job placement or college contacts."
Oh, that was very nice.
I think they mean it, too.
Yes. Well, taking a look at the USB Long Island weather, right outside the studios, it's about 9 degrees. What's that Fahrenheit? Do you know?
Do I know? 9 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, let me see. That's probably about 50. Is it 50? Yeah, I'd say about 50.
No, it's 48.
48.
Yeah, 48, especially since I mentioned it just a few minutes ago.
I knew I remembered it from somewhere.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the weather's calling for clear and cool conditions overnight. Lows in the 40s along the coast. How come it's not written in Celsius here? And in the 30s in interior low-lying sections, mostly sunny tomorrow. High in the 60s. Clear and cool tomorrow night, lows in the 40s, and maybe some frost, who knows? Winds?
Frost.
Few sailors, hang gliders, stuntmen, that kind of thing. Skywriters. Northerly, 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight and tomorrow. And the outlook for Sunday, sunny and cool. The highs in the 60s. Once again, at WUSB, it's 9 degrees at 2:13 in the morning. We have an album side for you now.
As we do every week at this time, or a little bit earlier, actually. 2 o'clock is when we're supposed to kick it off.
Right. Now, this time, I'm going to play side two. In fact, I'm going to bring it up right now. Side two of Joan Armatrading's album, How Cruel. And without any further ado, here it is.
Mike, is this the one-sided album?
Yes.
Oh, you.
I'm playing the wrong side.
I knew you'd do something like
that.
There
was no music on that side.
Okay.
Do not play this side, it says.
So you had to play it.
It says, there is no music on this side. Please turn over a record to play.
Will you please turn over the record and play it? And why are you doing it? Explain to the folks why you picked this album this week.
Well, I guess, because Joan Armatrading has a new album out entitled Walk Under Ladders, and some of her, well, I am a huge Joan Armatrading fan, as any regular listener to my program knows, and this album is just the side it is, it's, they're very, very powerful tunes. There's nothing else I can say. I could cough. I could sneeze. I could do any of a number of things. And let's hear you cough, why don't you? Anyway, there are four songs on this side, and I'll read the titles. Rosie, of course, which is kind of a hit. A lot of people are familiar with that tune. How Cruel, which is the title cut. He Wants Her, a wonderful reggae tune. And I Really Must Be Going, which I'm going to do right after this album is over. So if anybody has anything to say out there, 246-7901. And we'll get right into Joan Armour Trading.
Yeah,
right here at USB FM.
desire. After I lost a man, she took them both of that big heart. He just hangs on in there. He wants her and a simple mind. He wants her, cause she's a kind. He wants her. There are men, but what he wants, he means to get. You better understand, if he wants her, the bad child. He wants her, the lover man. He wants. You know he needs a lover all he can. He wants to be a lion to her land. You know he needs a lover all he can. He wants her. A rooster, after a brood and hen. Watch out, man, he says he can. Run from the mailman, man. He wants her, with all her girls. He wants her, to give them girls. He wants her.
Oh, my mind, but this one had to stay.
Trading. A couple of powerful songs off the How Cruel half album. Eric, you there?
Yeah, half album, interesting concept.
Yeah,
that was never followed up by a real album, was it?
Oh, she's had two albums since then.
No, I mean those songs were never put on a real album.
No, there's a sticker on here that says, four new songs, so good, they couldn't wait for an album.
Well, that's, if you gotta do it, you gotta do it that way.
I think she's great, though. She's the best. I think she's my favorite.
Well, now, what year did that come out?
This one came out 79 or 80. Maybe even late 78. No, it was 79, yeah.
I guess her best recognition came with Me, Myself, I. That's when a lot of people were initially turned on to her.
Well, I don't know. She's been building a following, since the very first album. Which she did with Pam Nestor in 1972, called, I have it too.
72?
72, I believe it was 1972. Or maybe it was 74, I'm not sure. And then she had, let's see, I may be out of order here, but she had, Back to the Night, she had Show Some Emotion. She had Back to the Night, Joan Armatrading, Show Some Emotion, To the Limit, which there's some really good stuff on there, and you see it as a cutout all over the place. This one here, Me, Myself, I, and then now Walk Under Ladders, if I have them all right.
Walk Under Ladders just came out.
Yeah, we only got it in about last week.
Hmm. Have you listened? Have gotten a chance to hear the whole thing through?
No, I haven't. Next time I'm in a record store, I'm going to pick one up, though.
Have you heard Bits and Pieces or anything?
Yes, there's a couple of good songs. There's one called, I believe, At the Hop or something like that. Very good Buddy Angelello type of tune.
Oh, okay. We'll tell Buddy about that.
And, well, it's got his name. Buddy, check this one out.
Yeah, well, maybe Rob's Eyes will play it after.
That could be. Off. If he gets enough requests.
Oh, sure. He'll be plagued with requests
right. For
that song.
So,
Good choice. Good choice of an album side this week.
Why, thank you. That's my own personal... that's the only thing I had to do with tonight's show, putting that album on.
Okay. So I was running into a few walls and making the place fall down and things like that.
Actually, I've been cleaning the place up the last few minutes. I'll have you know.
Have you gotten all those people out of here?
Yeah, apparently. Like,
all right,
like John Vernile and all that.
Yeah. No, he's still here.
You know who else just popped in?
Who?
That couldn't be Joel Block, could it?
I don't think so.
Hi, I'm Joel Block, and I'd like to invite you to join me right here on WUSB every evening at 5:58 p.m. and at midnight for Stardate. You know, the names of stars stem from their personalities, their colors, or their location in a constellation. There's one star in the heavens whose name means the ghoul, simply because you can see it change in brightness. We'll tell you more about this star, called Algol, on our program this week. And we'll also talk about a spectacular meteor shower that may or may not return around this time of year. So please join us right here for Stardate.
Yeah.
And when does Stardate come our way?
Well, he already said it.
He said it way, way back, though.
At midnight and 5:58 p.m. each and every day. That's made possible by the undergraduate students at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. How would Uncle Jonathan say that?
I don't know.
Why don't you try?
I don't know.
You're trying to do something silly in there, aren't you? What are you trying to do in there? Well, you had something you were going to run, right?
Friday. Oops. yeah, we do have a message here from a gentleman called Hugh J.B. Cassidy, who is leaving.
What did the J.B. stand for?
I don't know, but we could find out somehow. Okay, Hugh J.B. Cassidy is leaving the Department of Public Safety here at the campus of the State University of New York at Stony Brook. And before he left, he just wanted to say this.
Hello, I'm UJB Joe Cassidy, criminal justice and community consultant on our university campus. For the past 6 months, I have been serving as interim director of public safety, and I would like to share with you my last memorandum to the officers in the Department of Public Safety. I will remain at the university as a criminal justice consultant, and my time as interim director has now concluded. I started here 6 months ago on April 9, 1981. It has been one of the happiest and most gratifying assignments of my entire 30-plus years in law enforcement. You are a great group of officers. I match you with any group of officers that I have ever worked with. As a matter of fact, you are the best educated group of officers that I have ever met. It is very hard to say goodbye, so I won't. I will just say that I will see you around, and I would like to say thanks to each and every one of you for all that you have done and for making my job a pleasurable task. My wife, Betty, sends her best wishes to all of you. Please keep in touch. Remember our new motto, at your service. Please keep it up. I wish I had written this peace prayer. It was written by a wonderful person who all religions refer to as Saint Francis. Keep his peace prayer in mind. It has helped me in my life, and I am sure it will help you in yours. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to consoled. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Thank you for this opportunity to talk today over WUSB, a community-oriented radio station.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by WUSB in cooperation with the Stony Brook Department of Public Safety.
Watch out when you're in the wolf phase for roving gangs of students and the sectionists.
Those guys will grab anything!
Now, don't go out of your way to become a werewolf. It's not as glamorous as Hollywood movies might lead you to believe. And remember that lots of folks carry guns with silver bullets nowadays.
And be sure to see Mr. Dentist every 3 months for a thorough cleaning of those troublesome fangs. So this is Spunky.
And Bunky saying, even werewolves don't play with blasting caps.
Oh,
Why don't we dig that up?
Good background singing on that.
Yeah, let's just check the album and see if they're credited at all.
I would hope so.
This album is, well, this is The Harder They Come, the soundtrack, the original soundtrack recording, where you'll see Rivers of Babylon done by the Melodians.
I didn't know there were any rivers in Babylon.
They're creeks.
Oh, a couple, just like there are here in Stony Brook.
Yes. They're but brooks. They're brooks, though. Well, they used to be.
We know about that.
Yes, yes.
We went through the whole thing.
Yes. Steve Spector, he is a wealth of knowledge.
He is a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, there are some good tunes on here. You know, like You Can Get It If You Really Want. Draw Your Brakes by Scotty's on here. That's what Lister kind of uses as a theme.
Oh, is that what he uses?
Yeah.
What other good songs there?
Johnny Too Bad?
Uh-huh.
By the Slickers.
Watch out for that staircase in front of you.
No, no, that's not on here.
Oh, it's not. I thought it was. I'm sorry.
Sitting in Limbo.
Maybe it's on Rockers.
Pressure Drop by Toots. I don't know if it's by Toots, but it is by the Maytals.
Toots and the Maytals.
Yeah.
Well, it's on a Toots and the Maytals album, so I think it is.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
It's also on a Clash album and on a Robert Palmer album. And
I'm sure quite a few other places, too.
Right. If anybody out there knows where else Pressure Drop has been recorded or what other album or people did it,
you'll win a prize if we find it.
246-7901
is our phone number in the area code of 516.
Yeah. Dial one if necessary. Yeah, we'll send you out an album or something if you can tell us correctly tell us any other record Pressure Drop is on. You know, the same song. It has to be the same song. It can't be a different song with the same title.
And if we find it tonight, we'll play it. How's that?
For yeah? sure, for sure. Because yeah. we do have 16 minutes left before the return
of Rob Zeiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's yelling in the background, but we can't hear him. So he's more yelling in the foreground now.
Stop yelling and get your records together. Boy, we've got to teach these people how to act.
Yeah, I know.
Responsible.
These freshmen, you know. Anyway, how about something
Hello.
From... Oh. No, not him again. How about something from The Country Gentleman?
Sounds good.
It's 5 o'clock, one more working day is finally heading in. I hurry from my job, start my car, fight the traffic once again. Driving down the interstate, my attention eases as the traffic fails. I leave my worries far behind and wonder what the in crowd might be doing. Farther down the road, a pretty woman's waiting with a drink for me. There's a lot of woman there, pretty soon that's where I'm gonna be. I'm the only one that's missing, I'm the one the in crowd's waiting for. I drive around the back and park my car, then I open up the door. And there stands the in crowd. They're not the sin crowd, they're the light of my life crowd. Around me, and it makes me surprised.
And that, I understand, is a Mike Juhas favorite. Is that not right, Mike? Well, I guess he's not disagreeing. Mary McCaslin, A Life and a Time. From the album, that is the name of the album, Some of Shelley's Blues is the name of the song we heard. It's 250, 9 degrees outside, and 48 on the Fahrenheit scale. Mary Corley, Mike Juhas, are you there yet? He seems... I hear something on the... Oh! Where is that coming from? Oh, okay.
Just one more time, the reason why you must...
You want to play this song, I guess. Who is it? Oh, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Well, let's not talk anymore.
Don't think that you convince me.
heart about the life that you live. As far as I can see, there's no reason for goodbye. You're just running scared, and that's something I won't buy. So you, I won't let you go with nothing to show but more blue. And all this talk about leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down and stay with the man that loves.
Michael Nesmith
on USB
and FM.
FM. Who did we hear from before then?
Well, we heard the same song three times by different people.
Yeah.
It was, of course, written by Michael Nesmith,
mm-hmm.
The only one of the monkeys that had any talent, right? And let's see that we heard the Mary McCaslin version first.
Yeah.
And she arranged hers according to the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's arrangement, which we heard second. And then, finally, we heard the original version by Michael Nesmith.
Okay.
The writer. So, we were asking for Pressure Drop, but we got some of Shelley's Blues anyway.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song, Some of Shelley's Blues.
I don't think there are any more Pressure Drops. I think we found them all.
Mm-hmm. Because nobody responded.
No people know of any more Pressure Drops.
Sounds like you've got to clear your throat there.
So, I'm dying in here.
Sounds like Uncle Jonathan's taking over.
Yeah. Well, it's 2:57, and where'd he come from? Saturday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, what have you, on USB FM. I'm Eric Corley, and you're
Mike Juhas.
This has been the Voice of Long Island.
We'll be back again next week, if not sooner, or perhaps never again.
One of those things will be happening. We'll let you know when, as soon as we know.
Rob Zeiser's coming in right after this tune. You're tuned to WUSB
in Stony Brook,
New York.
11794.
The Specials.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go. At the local, no. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out.
ghetto, the hen party, outside the night, free themselves from drunken sights, having fun, dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday.
Rob Zeiser, Rob Zeiser, you're listening to USBFM. Yes, it's the triumphant return of the Rob Zeiser show. As you can tell, I'm back on the Saturday morning shift. Oh, it's so good to be back here. It's a different crowd from the Monday morning crowd, because in the Monday morning crowd, you always get nobody when you get on at 3, and everyone gets up in the morning to go to work. When you're at this hour, everyone's up now, and no one's awake by 7 o'clock. Which is exactly how I operate, so it works out a lot better. We're going to get into an awful lot of new music. We have a lot of stuff. We have new music coming out of the ears here. We have the new Fleece album, the new Genesis album, new Ultravox album. We'll give you Men Without Hats, But right now, we're going to give you on request Robert Kraft and the Ivory Coast. This album's from 79. Would have been, we're waiting for a little bit anyway for a new album from this gentleman. The tune I'm going to give you is a tune called False Start.
Must have been a blizzard outside. Band just finished playing five sets. Club owner comes up to me and says, "Thanks for the music, man. Here's $9. That'll be 10% for me, 90 cents. I gave him a dollar. He turned to walk away. I said, "Wait a minute. Where's my dime?" I called my brother the next morning. I said, "Brother, it's so tough. Is there no relief?" He said, "Robert, it takes a keen eye to know what's a dead end and what's a false start. Striking a pose so gladly, stroking the rose and hoping that clicks. Needing the job so badly, praying that you're the one that he picks. Breaking a date to practice, passing the hat and counting the dollars, making yourself attractive, setting your sights, you're getting your chance today. When they turn you away, it's a false start, baby, but it's not the end. You must believe, just a false start, honey. Did you make a friend? That's what counts."
Robert Kraft and the Ivory Coast from their as-to-date one and only album, Mood Swing. Hey, I'm Rob Sizer. You're listening to USBFM. It's 3:08 in the morning. All these important little things you have to know. Hey, the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority is sponsoring a student energy research competition. Now, students in grades 9 through 12 in New York State public and private schools are eligible to compete for funding and awards. So if you just happen to be that old and you're staying up this late, I bet your folks don't know. Anyway, submissions must be received no later than October 28th. in 1981, not 82 or 83. No, they must be received no later than October 28th in 1981. Okay? Now, for more information, you can call the New York State Energy Hotline at 1-800-342-3722. I promise new and new we shall have. This is The Police from their brand new album, Ghost in the Machine. Just in case you're wondering where that title came from, seeing as how it's, as all their past albums have been from in a foreign, all the titles have been in a foreign language, like Outlaws d'Amour, although it was not in particularly French, because in French it doesn't translate. It sounds a lot like Outlaws of Love. And then there's Regard de Blanc, which actually translates to white sail, but definitely suggests that they mean white reggae, and Zenyatta Mandata, which absolutely nobody knows where it came from. Anyway, this one's called Ghost in the Machine, which is a reference to Descartes. That's where they picked that line up. It's a quote, Ghost in the Machine. We're going to hear the tune, which, well, has a French name, but in English it translates to Hungry for You. Thank you. The only album I didn't play from the past four that wasn't in the top 100, all pretty brand new stuff, okay? That was the Electrics from their State of Shock album, which is brand new. We heard Another Knife in My Heart. Hall & Oates, who've got to be one of Eric Crowley's favorite groups. That's an inside joke. Eric's least favorite single on the planet Earth is Kiss on My List. Anyway, from the Private Eyes album, we heard Friday, Let Me Down. And Genesis, from their brand new album, Abacab, we heard the single, No Reply at All, and The Police. From their brand new album, Ghost in the Machine, we heard Hungry for You. And I'll read you the French title in my horrible American accent. J'aurai toujours faim de toi. Hey, I'm always hungry for you. Hey. Okay, it's 3:24. You're listening to USB, and I'm Rob Zeiser. I'm going to play something for you that I hope you won't all turn off your radios at. This is a fascinating group that we here at the radio station find particularly amusing. This album was recorded in 69, but was only re-released recently by interest in the members by the members of NRBQ. It's a group called The Shags. It's going to begin a set of all-female vocalists and all-female bands, actually. And I thought it would be an interesting way to start it with one of the only truly bands of dubious quality, of which I'll play, that are all female. Anyway, without any further ado, don't touch those dials, folks. This is The Shags here at USB FM.
I I wonder why we have